All right, John, someone posted on Reddit calling for Redditors to share their most embarrassing misunderstandings of Blink-182 lyrics. There is one lyric in particular that seems to be the most misheard lyric, and that's from their 1999 hit song, What's My Age Again? There are so many people who think he sings, I walk alone to get the feeling right, when he actually sings, I wore cologne to get the feeling right, which... I think the latter obviously makes the most sense. Now, I've seen that lyric come up quite a few times over the years, but I always think when I see it, I'm like, how on earth do any older millennials like us not know the real lyric? Because, I mean, we had the CD booklets, we had the CD inserts that contained the lyrics back in the day. That was always my go-to while listening to a CD for the first or second time. So if I like the album enough, I'm going to grab that CD insert. And I'm grabbing that lyric booklet and I'm learning the words to the song. So it really surprises me that there are so many people, mainly older fans, who get their lyrics wrong because they go years without knowing what the correct word is. Like, how did you never look at the CD booklet? Like, it just sat there? Like, how do you, like, it's there. Like, why did you not use it? So it got me thinking, are there any Blink songs where you misheard the lyrics and found out months or years later that you had been singing them wrong the whole time?
The only thing I can remember is like the harmonized part and Windy Clear. Like, it sounded like they were saying something dirty. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to re-listen to the song.
Let me pull it up and get some reference here, because it sounds like they're saying something and they're not.
Well, while you're looking for that, I'll share. So before going through some of the Reddit responses, I didn't think I ever sang a Blink lyric wrong, despite what I had said about always checking out the CD inserts with the lyrics, you know? So, and now to be fair, I only utilized these booklets or looked up lyrics on the internet for Take Off Your Pants and Jacket and all the albums before it. But after reading some comments, I found out that I was, in fact, mishearing one of their lyrics, and I'll share which one it was when we go through some of the Reddit answers, but it surprised me.
Okay, I remembered.
Okay.
So go ahead. They're saying na-na, but it sounds like vagina.
Oh,
vagina,
yeah.
Vagina.
Yeah. Okay, I remember. I remember that.
And I always thought it was, I wish I didn't have to pee so bad.
Wish I didn't have to pee so bad.
Vagina. Vagina.
Yeah, it makes sense. It probably should have been that. All right, so let's go through some of these misheard lyrics on Reddit here. The very first one, of course, was the correct lyrics are, I wore cologne to get the feeling right, and not, I walk alone to get the feeling right. And so many people responded to this, like, I thought this for the longest time, no shame, blah, blah, blah. Somebody said that it went 20 years. Some people said that they just now found out based on that guy's comment alone.
I feel like even without the lyrics, I knew it was, I wore cologne.
Yeah, I don't know. I can remember just never thinking it was I Walk Alone. So I'm pretty sure. I mean, I could see how it sounds like that, but if you have the CD booklet ready, there's no way.
I feel like
there's
probably something in Dysentery Gary that I misinterpreted, because it was kind of fast lyrically. And Party Song was always fast.
Yeah.
Really fast lyrics.
But those fast ones, you're not going to listen to the song to remember the lyrics. You're definitely going to pull up the CD booklet or look them up on whatever the lyrics website was back then. But he got another person says, I thought end up kneeling in bathroom stalls in Reckless Abandon was in a million bathroom stalls. Okay, somebody says, I just learned this now. Oh, this is the one that got me, and I had just learned of this. So somebody says, been listening to Blink since 2008, and I just now learned it's fuck it, it's such a blur, and not fucking is such a blur in feeling this. I have to admit, I thought it was fucking is such a blur. So that's the one that I got wrong. Looks like a lot of people were in my boat there.
I feel like I knew that one too.
Somebody says, don't let my door eat your ass. Like, how do you think it's not hit your ass?
Yeah, I can't back that one up either.
So that's Windy Clear, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, it's either that or like mud or something.
Here's another one. I always thought it was kids can't vote. A dog elects them. A dog? That is Anthem Part 2, I believe.
One of the most lyrically cringy songs that Blink ever had, in my opinion. Anthem Part 2 always makes me go, eh.
Yeah, I know. It could have been better lyrically. Somebody says, I always heard it as fucked a chicken in a parking lot. Never questioned it. Realized I had it wrong many years later. Mm-hmm. Aren't you adding an extra syllable in there, though?
Yeah, there's a inna.
Yeah, so whatever. It's just chick, not chicken. She left me rodents by the stairs. She left me rodents by the stairs. Oh, that's good. She's a dump. She's a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, of course, I mean, there's so many. We could be on here for days. But I just want to mention this one because I definitely fell in this boat, too. The person says it's not a lyric, but the album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Totally didn't realize the double meaning until I saw Tom talk about it in an interview recently. It came out when I was 17, plus it's Blink. I should have picked up on that. Yeah, I definitely didn't pick up on that until, I think, years later, until, John, you told me. And, John, there was a noise while I was reading that. Did you happen to shart, or is that a clean one?
We're all good.
All right, good deal. Another one. Wait till you learn what Dude Ranch is, somebody comments on that Take Off Your Pants and Jacket post. That also took me a long time to figure out.
Oh, Dude Ranch. It's like Pearl Jam.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, it's cum.
Ejaculate.
Sure. Okay. And we'll just share one more. Somebody says, from Give Me One Good Reason, the lyric is, it's cool when they piss people off with what they wear, oh yeah. But what I hear, it's cool when naked people offer us what they wear, oh yeah. So yeah, wrong.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Okay. So, yeah. So, guys, let us know. What lyrics have you misheard from Blink 182? And,
sorry, I didn't have any misheard Blink lyrics, I don't think. I always looked up the lyrics, so.
Yeah, I know.
If I did mishear them, it was very brief.
Right. Same. And, were there any other songs, maybe not Blink 182 related, that you got wrong?
Oh, there's tons of like Taking Back Sunday songs where I didn't know what the fuck they were saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Fall Out Boy, too, I think.
Fall Out Boy for sure.
They're a little mushy mouthed.
Yeah. I still don't know what they're saying sometimes, even when I do know the lyrics.
And the Used. Like, I wouldn't know the Used lyric.
Yeah.
But definitely Taking Back Sunday because they would have all those intertwining.
Yep. So, yeah, guys, let us know if you've misheard any lyrics, Blink or any other band.
Starting Line too, probably. I probably misheard some.
Yeah. But all right, guys, that'll do it for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're really digging our show, please consider helping us spread the word and leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts and or on Spotify. A 5-star review is always greatly appreciated. While leaving that review, let us know what you like most about the show and what you want to hear more of. So with that, thanks again. And remember, spread love. Peace.